Promenade sale to curta not a sale at all, it is an option to market. Supervisors try to sell public on something that does not exist. April 7, 2024. The sale of the promenade property that the Exeter supervisors have entered into is not a sale by any means, according to an expert in the field of mergers and acquisitions, M&A, that the Examiner contacted. The Board of Supervisors, BOS, on March 11 approved the sale of the promenade to the Berks County Redevelopment Authority, CRTA, the terms of which can be found in this column. It was known that night, and confirmed the next day via text message with BOS Chair Jack Peho, that no agreement existed, and that two items are holding it up. The Examiner filed a right to know request on March 26 seeking the sale agreement. After invoking a 30-day extension due to the fact that the signed agreement was not in hand, the township fulfilled the request on April 4, after receiving the signed document from CRTA. The agreement was signed by Board Chair Jack Peho on March 26. I forwarded the information to a friend, a CPA whose work is heavily concentrated in Manda. I asked his opinion, because the entire process seemed fishy to me. His responses were confirmation of my suspicion that chicanery is at play. In his words, while this does qualify as a sales agreement because it is written in legal terms to be so, no person with any business acumen would sign an agreement like this. One of the effects of writing the agreement this way and calling it a sale is that it takes the property off the market, giving CRTA exclusive rights to market it. One of the others is to cut through red tape about bidding. As explained by solicitor Chad Schnee, state law allows selling the property to a body like CRTA, which relieves the township of having to go to a bid process. So it is a way to conduct a shortcut for someone's benefit. The beneficiary is not the taxpayer of Exeter. The person I consulted had a lot of notes about the agreement. His major issues with the agreement fall under Section 7 and 8. In Section 7A, financing contingency, which states that the deal is contingent upon them securing $3 million in financing. The CPA writes, indicates that buyer has not even secured financing. Which is unheard of. It quite literally never happens. So we have sold this property to them on a promise, with nothing to back it up. If we're talking about a $10 item, who cares? But we are leveraging the future of this property on a promise. In Section 7B, the entire deal is contingent upon finding a subsequent purchaser who is able to complete the purchase of the property, which, according to 7A, the CRTA is unable to do. The CPA questions the purchase price by stating, "It is still not clear to me why CRTA is involved in this. How will this property sell for a starter purchase price of $3.0 million when the most recent appraisal indicates a fair value of $1.9 million? Our CPA reserved his hottest skepticism for Section 8, change in buyer's financial status, which has language absolving them of any sale should their financial status change for any reason. His disgust with the agreement is apparent when he writes, "Section 8 is the most egregious of them all. This is unheard of in generally accepted practice. That a buyer can, at their discretion, determine that they are no longer able to move forward if their financial position changes written with such generality is written. Should we be entering an agreement with an entity that doesn't have the financial wherewithal to pull off the purchase?" He went on to say, "A seller in practice would never agree to these contingencies unless they were incompetent, desperate, or a combination of the two. The form of the contract does not follow even the most basic purchase and sale agreement form, and is probably one of the worst, if not the worst, I have ever seen in more than 15 years as a practicing CPA. To summarize, this is another poorly written contract that does not benefit the taxpayers of this township. Like the RHM deal at the RCC, which has cost us hundreds of thousands of dollars in guaranteeing the profit of a private company over the last 20 months. This sale to CRTA is nothing of the sort. It is merely a way to give favor to yet another outside of Exeter entity, in this case, a quasi-governmental agency of the county government, instead of working in the favor of Exeter taxpayers. Again, it removes the possibility of a sale to give preferential treatment to CRTA in order for them to profit. I attempted several times to contact CRTA via phone, but no one ever answers a ringing phone there. So I ventured out to the county's Moton campus, where CRTA's offices are located. Once there, I was told they'd have no comment on the agreement. It should be remembered that Supervisor Dave Hughes told us in the last BOS meeting that CRTA is a central figure in the sale of the RCC. Will it be another phony baloney sale like this, where we merely take the property off the market for the exclusive marketing privilege by CRTA? If we're dead on going to sell this property, we should be listing it with a proper real estate agency, not quasi-government cronies working in their own interest and those of the political hangers-on of elected officials in Berks County. Get your guard up, Exeter. The predators are on the prowl, and we are once again defenseless hens in a coop, being watched over by a very tired and at best, indifferent, at worst, extremely lazy, guard dog.